From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You open a bottle of wine that turns out to be unfit for human consumption, but you leave it on the counter anyway and then use it to cook with. What part of not fit for human consumption did we miss? More after this.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes. And, of course, the wildly popular cork cages. EpicStyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining. Even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
Many of us who love to cook frequently prepare meals with a glass of vino in one hand and a spatula in the other. But a lot of wine lovers are reluctant to add a little of the good stuff to the pot simmering on the stove. Instead, we tend to reach for that wine we opened a few days ago that tasted a bit like paint thinner or some equally disgusting poison. For the record, the wine does not get better when it's combined with all that garlic and savory juices you're babying on the stove. To the contrary, crummy wine added to your favorite recipe may well ruin it. Now, I'm not suggesting you cook with expensive wine, but I am begging you not to cook with anything you would not enjoy drinking. That may mean picking up a modestly priced bottle of wine purely for cooking purposes. But wait, please do not, I repeat, do not buy anything called cooking wine. It is sold as cooking wine because it couldn't be sold for any other purpose. These wines, usually found near the vinegar, how appropriate, may also contain salt and other additives. Simply put, if you wouldn't drink it, don't even think it. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.